Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Right now, in Iran, while our president and others are not even paying attention to an American, what happened to the day? I mean, you think about Marcus Luttrell and the movies going on right now with Lone Survivor.
Lone Survivor.
And it's like, we have one of ours is right now in prison just for being a believer, refusing to deny Jesus Christ as Lord, and that's it. Mm-hmm. And they're treating him terribly, and now pastors are standing up. Listen to CBN News. It's time for us to – we're going to need to speak out for injustices. We're going to have to cry out for justice, and these pastors are. Listen up, CBN News.
In other news, a group of pastors is reaching out to their own, calling on church leaders from across America to come to the White House and risk arrest every Monday from now until March 8th. Paul Strand tells us why.
Pastors put their freedom on the line to bring attention to Saeed Abedini, sentenced to 8 years in one of the world's most brutal prisons, while the American president reportedly does nothing to secure his freedom. These pastors say it's time for more than talk.
And we believe that our culture is dying for a model, and we also believe there are many courageous men in the pulpits in America that understand it's time to act now.
So these pastors are risking arrest out in front of the White House to stand with an American pastor now imprisoned in Iran and facing much worse circumstances. They pointed out as they were arrested, President Obama has never reached out to Saeed's wife and children. That's one reason Nakhme Abedini will join the pastors March 8th, risking arrest herself for the sake of her husband.
And if President Obama won't reach out to her and won't stand for her husband and the persecuted church, then she's coming to his very front yard.
She is personally going to invite pastors across the country to come and stand with her and her children because her husband is being neglected in a foreign jail with no representation except for the church.
Paul Strand, CBN News, the White House.
More on how you can join the millions calling for Pastor Saeed's release, you can visit our website, cbnnews.com.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. It is amazing. Thank God that we're beginning to do something. This is what's called crying out for justice.
Yeah.
This is when we say, this is not right. As Americans, remember that this is a government by the people and for the people. And as Christians alone, we still should speak up, period, even if it was different. But we have a right to speak up. I mean, it is constitutionally correct. It's legally, ethically, morally correct. And God is looking, what are you doing with this freedom? He's got 8-year sentence for being a believer in Jesus Christ. And if you have not yet gone to the VFN Torch to understand the difference between Islam and Christianity, it's a huge difference because one is the anti-Jesus Christ as the Son of God religion. And, of course, the Bible, Christianity, is about Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
Right.
So you cannot acknowledge Muhammad as a prophet of God and the Quran as a book of God and think you're going to actually acknowledge Jesus Christ at the same time, because to acknowledge Muhammad is to, in his writings in Islam, is to say what he wrote is right. That's what I believe in. And they believe that Jesus Christ is not the Son of God. They say he's a prophet. Islam does, and the Quran, and that he ought to come back and repent for calling himself the Son of God. But he will help out the one who comes out of Mecca, the hole in the ground there, as they're walking around it, to be able to be his assistant. He cannot acknowledge that he has to stand up for the Lord, and we need to stand up for him by standing up for Pastor Saeed. Because this is what Jesus said. He said in Matthew 25, I believe, he says, when I was in prison, think about it. I mean, if anybody's in prison in Iran right now, then there's pastors in jail across the world. But right now, what's before us as Americans is Pastor Saeed, an 8-year sentence just for loving on folks in Iran and telling them about how to be saved and to the ones that are believers, gathering them together in a church network. That's it.
You know, being tortured.
Oh, being tortured, putting there with rapists and all that. It's back prison now. And it's not like, I mean, nothing's being said at all. While at the same time, you know, that our president declares, he said at his first international speech at Cairo University, I consider it my job as the president of the United States to defend Islam from any negative stereotypes, fight against it, or defend it anywhere in the world where it might be found. Okay, that's, he has the right to be able to do that. But what about Christianity? What about him being persecuted for being a Christian as the president of the United States of America, whose citizen is Pastor Saeed?
Right.
So then it should be also the obligation of the president to stand up and say something and say just as much as he's saying about how he thinks the Muslim Brotherhood is a great organization and he thinks Islam is a peaceful religion and that, you know, and he's defending that he can also defend this American citizen's relationship with Jesus Christ, his belief in Christianity. And he did say after he made that statement in Cairo, and you can see this on the VFN Torch, he did say that he would. Mm. He did say that he would, and he didn't. He's not. The biggest defense is for Islam. And understanding the antithesis between Islam and Christianity, understand this, that they're bipolar opposites. Nobody's saying that, you know, you can't be Muslim. Nobody's saying you can't be Christian. But the fact is that you are what you are. You are what you believe. So if that's what you believe, that's okay. But in regards to Christianity, you cannot acknowledge Muhammad and Jesus both as correct because they deny each other. They deny each other. And so so as a Christian, we have to stand up and say, you know, sorry, you know, I can't do that. Is there something else I could do? You know, is there anything else I can do? But I can't deny Jesus Christ. And I'm just humbled at Pastor Saeed. I'm grateful for his stand and the whole church in America is being confronted right now. And we're saying, you know, what are we going to do? Mm-hmm. Jesus is in jail.
Yeah.
He's told Saul this. He says, when he saw, you know, the apostle Paul, but when he was Saul and he was going to Damascus to be able to persecute the church there, and he was going to go imprison them and beat them. He says, why? And he's been doing it. You know, he's part of stoning Stephen and pulling Christians out of their homes. And then Jesus stopped him and showed up. And this is what he said. He said, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? Why are you kicking against me? And he says, Lord, Lord, who are you? Hmm. And so what's happening right now, what America is allowing to take place right this moment, is Jesus to be persecuted in Iran. Hmm. That's what's going on. Hmm. And when you heard our president say, you know, I want to go to Damascus. I want to bomb Damascus. I want to bomb Damascus. I'm like, we should have been praying for him because he could see the brightness of Jesus Christ on the route to persecute the church. Because the church is crying out, if you bomb Damascus, they're going to attack us. And it's happening all over the Middle East now where this Arab Spring that's turning into an Arab winter. For the church is that that's what's taking place right now. And it's like, dear Lord, give us discernment to know that even though Saul may be headed to Damascus to persecute the church, that you can encounter him and he can encounter you and he can knock him right off of his ass. Well, he's on a donkey. I mean, knock him right off of his horse and bring him down to the ground. Well, all of a sudden, this God who Saul did not know, he met God. And nobody around him. God just encountered Saul. And Saul encountered God. He encountered the Lord. And immediately, because he didn't know Jesus, all of a sudden he says, you know, who are you? And he said, I am Pastor Saeed, whom you are persecuting. Mm-hmm. I am Pastor Saeed, who you have not even mentioned on the platform of the most powerful country that I allowed to exist on the face of the earth. I am Pastor Saeed, who's been locked back in the back of this prison with rapists and not getting his medication. I am Pastor Saeed. That's what he would say. Mm. And immediately what happened was Saul said, I totally missed it. Forgive me. And then he says, let me show you some things you must suffer, which means this, that you need to pray for our president. Pray for him because there are prophetic words. There'll be a sudden shift in this presidency in the last 2 years, mm-hmm. a sudden shift. And, you know, I've done things before where I'm thinking like, this is the right way. And all of a sudden God reveals something to me and I go, my goodness. And I turn a different way. And I go back a different way and understand that when you encounter the creator of the universe, the brightness so much that you can't even see for a while. And it gives you a perspective that Pastor Saeed is Jesus and Jesus is Pastor Saeed. And whatever we do to Pastor Saeed, that's what we're doing to Jesus himself. Suddenly, instead of trying to organize the world, then our president would say, you know what? I'm going to let Jesus Christ organize me, and a shift could take place. Sometimes we mean good, but until we meet good, God himself, that's only when we truly know good. And when we know better, we do better. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not, we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.